It's now 19 degrees.
Warming up, Pat.
It is a little bit. High today at 36. It's actually a pretty decent morning. The birds are shining and the sun is singing. A few clouds floating around. We do have a chance of snow this afternoon. A little dusting, possibly up to an inch, but 65% chance of precip. 36 degrees. It's time now for Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt, some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There are just four questions, Matt. We don't need to take 30 minutes to talk about, you know, to provide answers.
Okay.
You can get through these pretty quickly.
None of them are very difficult. You sure you don't want me to go crazy?
No. Matt, he knows what he's doing, but Matt is a very methodical person. He has to think through every detail. You know, there are no right or wrong answers. As I said earlier, play along in the car, at home.
It's like art. It's up for interpretation.
It is. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Let's jump into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Matt, would you rather have a rhinoceros nose or a Pinocchio nose?
Rhinoceros nose, I'd have a horn on top of it.
Yep.
Pinocchio, let's just say I'm a grower, not a shower.
Every time you tell a lie.
I'm growing. That nose continues to get bigger. I was trying not to make eye contact with you.
Dang it, Matt. It's a family show.
I know.
A rhinoceros nose or a Pinocchio nose?
You know, and I don't think I would. My nose would get that big. I don't think I lie like Pinocchio does.
Grab the wrong questions.
I mean, rhinoceros nose, you know, I could store things on that horn, you know, if I wanted to. You know, like let's say I went to a donut store and I wanted to carry like 5 or 6 donuts on my nose. Could then, you know, save them for later.
Yep. Could play ring toss?
Yes, you could.
Two games at once.
I mean, Pinocchio knows, you know, I'd have to lie a whole lot to
What's
get that
score?
Nose out.
2-2.
2-2. You know, Would Pat, I will probably go with the Pinocchio nose.
Pinocchio nose?
Yes.
All right.
Just because I could control it at least, you know, if I wanted it to be longer or if I wanted it to be regular.
Right. Exactly. Do you like Ryan Saturn?
Yeah, he's a nice young fella.
What?
Nice fella.
Why'd your nose just grow an inch?
No, it's, you know, I'm trying to say nice things.
Question number two. Would you rather switch bodies with Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo? They're both Dannys.
I know.
Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo? Machete.
How tall is Trent Danny Trejo? Is he pretty...
Yeah, I think he's pretty tall.
He's 5'6".
Danny Trejo?
You know, that's what it says right here.
How tall is Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito? Oh, he's probably 5 foot even at that point then. 5 foot even, yep.
No kidding.
I mean, I've always heard that actors are always shorter. Like Tom Cruise is like, what, 5'7" or something like that? But,
right. You know, in two different personalities. And then when you look at their characters that they play, I mean, they're both, they can be serious BAs.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Danny DeVito could be in Junior, too, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, they've both done comedies.
Or twins. Twins is.
I like them both as actors. But what you going to do? Switch bodies with Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo?
You know, I'd probably do it with Danny Trejo. Would be kind of cool.
Okay.
I'd do Danny Trejo, mainly because I don't want to be 5 foot.
5 foot.
Flat, yeah.
5 foot. Are you making fun of short people?
Well, no, I don't want to be too short, is what I'm saying.
You don't, I mean, what about all the guys out there that are 5 foot?
Well, what are you saying? I want to be 5'6".
5'7", isn't he?
Danny Trejo's 5'6".
I thought you said 5'7".
Did I say 5'7"? Nope, 5'6".
5'6". That's a half a foot shorter than me. That is crazy. I thought he was taller than that. I thought he was like 6'3".
I mean, also, he could have been taller back in the day.
Well, you shrink, but not that much.
But no, I think,
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, some of his roles that he's played, too, are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
I kind of like that, some of those roles, so yeah.
Question number three. Now, listen very closely, Matt. Listen closely. Would you rather drink from a non-transparent container questionable liquids through a straw or be fed questionable foods blindfolded? So, in one case, being fed food, you're blindfolded, so you can't see what you're eating. You would be able to use your nose so you can still smell. But if you drink from a non-transparent container through a straw, you're not blindfolded, so then you can use your nose and your eyes, but you can't see what's in the container. Either way, you are putting the unknown in your mouth. You either guzzle it or you chew on it.
You say guzzle it or I chew on it?
Well, I mean, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather? I know it's pretty disgusting.
I mean, I like having my senses. I like being able to see. I like being able to taste, smell. Get all three of those. With that, I mean, as far as seeing, you know, the straw and everything, I wouldn't be able to see actually the drink, but
right. At
the same time, I think I got a little bit more control there versus blindfolded. I don't know what I'm going to be eating.
So you're going with...
I'll probably go with the drink.
The drink?
Yeah.
Straw. Questionable liquids.
Questionable liquids,
that's
yes.
That's fair. Again, no right or wrong answer.
Up for interpretation.
Sure it is. Sure it is. 852, 19 degrees. Bonus question. Number four. Would you rather compulsively talk like Harry Carey during sports interviews or compulsively slip into a Batman voice whenever you're horny? Come on, do your Batman voice. You do a good Batman.
Hold on. I haven't done Batman in a while. Let me think here. I'm trying to think of a term that I would use or something I would use without going too dirty.
Thank you. Say in your Batman voice, say sexy lingerie.
Sexy lingerie. No, see, I don't know if that's not a good Batman voice. No. That's a Christian Bale type Batman voice. Where is the sexy lingerie? No. There you go.
I love it. Can you do Harry Carey?
I don't know if I can do Harry Carey. I'd probably blow a fuse in my head trying to do it.
So would you rather compulsively talk like Harry Carey during a sports interview or compulsively slip into a Batman voice whenever you're horny?
You know what, Pat? Just for the fun of it, I think I'd do the Batman voice.
Oh. Can you say in a Batman voice, I shouldn't have eaten the oysters?
I shouldn't have eaten the oysters. I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't as good.
Oh, still funny. Oh, Matt, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here on Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.